Sales of complementary medicines are surging and the pharmacy sector is one of the chief beneficiaries. But when many products have little evidence behind them, critics both inside and outside pharmacy fear their profession's credibility is on the line. Last year, the Pharmacy Guild negotiated an additional $2.4 billion in government investment in its five-year pharmacy agreement. But are consumers being well served? Anne Arnold of Background Briefing reports.
At a time when pharmacy is fighting a turf war with doctors, with pharmacists wanting to offer more clinical services, their pitch to be taken seriously as health professionals is at risk. What are they and their staff selling to their customers?
So, liver detox. In this case, we have a product which claims to support liver health and helps relieve indigestion and bloating. But of course, the name of it is liver detox, which is quite a strange concept from a physiological point of view, given that's what the liver does anyway.
Adam Phillips is an Adelaide-based pharmacy industry leader who's troubled by the current direction his industry is taking. He's an advisor to the Therapeutic Goods Administration on the safety of medicines.
So the claim on this bottle is that the vitamin B3 will release energy from blood, B3 being nicotinamide. I don't believe that would be the reality for a majority of healthy people. I actually don't understand that claim on the bottle that well myself.
That it would release energy from the blood.
Yes, it's certainly not scientific language, and I don't think this product would really be sellable on an evidence platform.
The federal government is now pouring an extra $2.4 billion into pharmacies. It's where you can get top-shelf advice on your medical problems.
What do you think about the green-lipped mussel?
Using it for joints.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, that one there is for pains and joints and so forth. It's a lot more natural than going glucosamine. Yeah.
Green-lipped mussel from New Zealand can be used for arthritis, but the evidence is equivocal. Some studies show some benefit, others don't. Our Background Briefing investigation has found that this kind of information is often not provided on the pharmacy floor, nor on the product labels. Most green-lipped mussel products simply say they promote or maintain joint health, including for athletes. These kind of broad claims across the range of complementary medicines raise the ire of scientist Ken Harvey.
Look, basically it's a triumph of hype over science. There's very limited evidence to support the claims that are made. Claims are often out of all proportion to have a small amount of clinical trial evidence or the non-existent clinical trial evidence for their benefits.
But pharmacists are selling them regardless. Despite the fact pharmacists were voted the most trusted profession in a Roy Morgan survey last year.
Anne Arnold reporting. The Pharmacy Guild was unavailable to comment. You can hear more from Background Briefing on Sunday morning on Radio National after the 8 o'clock news.